We're here from NBC News. The risk that alcohol poses to women's health has mounted over the last two decades as they have begun to drink more frequently and in larger quantities.
It's not more dangerous per se just because it's alcohol. It's more dangerous because we're all drinking more of it.
Alcohol-related deaths among women more than doubled from 1999 to 2020. And deaths from alcohol-related hepatitis, a disease resulting in severe liver inflammation, nearly tripled among women over the same period.
You know what's interesting about that time parameter you just talked about, Scott? It ends at 2020. It only went higher
because of COVID
after 2020 and the lockdown.
Oh, everyone started drinking more in 2020.
Tell me about it.
They had nothing else to do.
Women are more susceptible than men to alcohol-related liver disease. I did not know that. For several reasons. For one, their bodies tend to have less water weight and a higher percentage of body fat. That combination increases the concentration of alcohol in the blood, which the liver then has to process. Compared with men, women also naturally have lower levels of an enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase, which helps the body metabolize alcohol.
That again, spelling.
Listen, I did the best I could.
You did good. I'm proud of you.
Very good.
Thanks. Yes. Yeah. What are you picking at?
My chin hair.
No.
I thought you got a razor for that.
I did.
A shaver.
I did not have anything to drink last night. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, we're in the truth zone
okay,
here.
Okay, hold on. Did you hear her follow-up
I'm trying
line?
To remember what I did last night. Nope, I lied. I did. I did.
She's so weak.
I did.
Wait, no, stop.
I did not have anything to drink at home last night. But I did have a glass of wine at dinner. I do not drink every single night. But
Dana, we're in the truth zone here.
Most nights.
When was the last night you went without a drink? Tell the truth.
Oh, I'd have to look at the calendar. We enjoy.
By year or by month?
We enjoy a drink after dinner when we're watching the Royals game. I pour a glass of wine.
Okay. That's fine.
Not every night, but, you know, like not Sunday night.
We're not being judgy here, but honesty is important.
Yeah. We try to tell the truth on this show.
But I don't think one a night is bad.
Okay, that's fine.
A doctor would probably disagree.
Well, why did you point out that Sunday night you didn't have a drink
because
celebrating
it's that
the Lord?
Sunday scaries and the Monday's the next day and you've got all this stuff to do on Monday, so we usually go to bed early.
And don't have a drink? Did you have a drink on Sunday night?
Probably.
What about Sunday afternoon?
No.
I mean, if we're breaking up the day parts.
No, day drinking wipes me out.
You're not a day drinker.
No, I cannot. I just want to sleep all day. It's not good. But at night,
Need me to take you to meet some of my friends?
No, I do not. I really didn't think I did last night. I was like, oh, yeah, we did. I went to dinner.
Did you hear what you said?
What did I say?
You know, I didn't have a drink last night. I don't think. Oh, wait. Yeah, I did.
Very quick birthday dinner for one of my dear friends and met them out there.
But... Were you only bringing that up because of the story that I just read?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I didn't have one last night. Oh, yeah, I did. But it's not every night.
From the text line, I'm celibate when I'm not hooking up.
I didn't have a drink last night either.
Oh, I know you didn't, and I'm glad for you.
But you did. Okay.
I should be drinking. I've got dead animals in my house.
Oh, we're going to get to that right after the animals. Bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dana, it's dawned on me that if I were an animal,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't come within 1,000 yards of you.
I know.
Because chances are I'm going to end up dead.
They don't always fare super well.
The Royals are off today. Is that true? I didn't think that was true.
Oh,
but I
hope
think they're
not.
Back at it tomorrow.
Are they?
I have Royals depression when they're not playing. I really do.
Yes, tomorrow against the Guardians at 7:10.
Okay. But they were home yesterday. Was that a makeup? Or were they still in Chicago?
No, they were still confused. In Chicago, I think.
I'm confused.
You're confusing me.
Yeah.
Not hard.
They played the Cubs yesterday.
Okay.
They did, and it was during Chicago. The day. And do you know how I know that? Because when I got home, it was on TV. And I was cheering. And Johnny goes, it's already over, babe. And I go, what do you mean? And he goes... This was a day game. We were watching at night.
It started at 1:10.
The sun was bright in the sky, and I'm like, oh, okay. Spoiler alert.
You have a serious problem with watching sports that already happened, just like they're live.
I just get so excited.
Okay. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.